This podcast is powered by Females Who Side Hustle.
Listen in with your hosts, Terry and Sarah, the co-founders of Females Who Side Hustle, a community to support, educate, and empower those who hustle. And this is Save Her Seat, a podcast for females who are starting, grinding, and thriving in business, life, and all of the shit in between. This is your digital seat at the table with like-minded, motivated females talking all things real and raw, both personal and professional. So go ahead and save your seat.
Three, two, one. We are podcasting. Welcome back to Save Her Seat. It is your hosts, Sarah with an H,
and Terry with one R and I.
We're in the booth.
We're recording. We're pumped. The booth got some upgrades.
I know, slowly but surely.
Yeah, we're doing it, guys. We're legit.
We are legit. We've been legit.
Oh, yes.
But no, but it's really cool to create our own space and, yeah, test out what's working and...
Yeah, and so my husband, obviously I'm putting him to work, right, to do this. And the latest kind of noise canceling theme we've come up with is to hang like curtains, and I didn't know which kind and yada yada. Anyways, we settled on this kind, and this morning he gets home from work, and as you guys know, he's a fireman. He works 24-hour shifts, so he's a little tired at 8 in the morning when he came home, and I was like, you got to hang this up. Sarah's coming over. We're recording. And he's like, oh, I just didn't picture it being this ugly. I was like, Justin? He, like, ruined the vibe, but we're still in.
I don't think it's ugly.
Okay, either.
To paint the picture, it is a 5x5 square closet.
Yeah.
We have a pink rug, two pink chairs that everyone loves, and then we have white curtains.
Yeah. And we've got a white light instead of that orangey, yellowy looking light. Like, this is way cool for me.
And, like, no shade to anyone because we've been there, but when we were hanging up clothes... in the closet.
Yeah, nobody can see.
Least, yeah. So, you know what, Justin?
You know what?
We love you, but like...
now that the work is done, boom, go away. Anywho, that was a side note.
But yeah, so we're coming to you straight from the booth of Fweesh headquarters.
Which is so cool. So cool.
I mean, that's a positive, I would say, from our like new normal, this kind of work from home life that I feel like people are... pouring so much more into their home spaces.
Well, yeah, that's we are living, breathing, eating, not leaving, just everything home.
But I really like this vibe in this space.
I do too. And thank you for joining us in this space. I think you guys can feel it. Mm-hmm. I got quite a few messages from our OG listeners who were like, I'm so excited for you guys. You guys sound amazing. So I definitely think, yeah, we're just vibing.
We're vibing.
We're doing it.
So, some updates. We have launched our Females Who podcast branch. So, you'll be seeing on our socials, on Females Who Side Hustle, every day of the week that we have a podcast in our network, we'll be sharing when their new episodes come out. If you are a female podcaster, reach out. New booth. Same inability to speak.
Same words are hard.
Yeah. But if you are a female podcaster, reach out because we have opportunities to kind of get your podcast out there.
Yeah.
And if you're not a female podcaster, we've had some people who are in our Hustle Club and just in our community in general reach out about podcasting and how they'd be interested in hearing about how to start a podcast.
So, I get... so excited. So somebody messaged me. Actually, she's going to be a guest on the podcast in a little bit. Stay tuned. But she was like, oh, I think I want to start a podcast and whatever. And so, you know, chatting with her through DMs. And it's like just exciting to me as someone announcing like their engagement or a baby or a new relationship. I get so like, oh, I'm so excited for you.
I love that too, because I feel like we talk a lot about celebrating your small wins and like celebrating your business anniversaries.
Oh, birthdays. Yeah.
So we just actually did a post this week. We had one of our OG gals, Chef Erica Guidi. She posted about her 5-year business anniversary.
Yeah, so exciting for her.
For Blend. So we were able to share that and say, yes, like more people will be celebrating your businesses. Like, what have you done for birthdays? And like, we've always made a point to do something like big or small.
Just kind of
celebrate the day that we started. But I think it's a good encouragement to... to do that. Also, because she was celebrating that, it reminded me, I get a lot of questions when I share her cooking classes that I do. And so if anyone wants to join me, come cook with me. Virtual cooking classes, she has some dates in July. I think like the 7th and the 21st. It is a Thai cooking class. Ooh, Thai which she food. Did a Thai one before and it was so good. So she's changed the menu up a bit, but this is like quick and easy Thai. There's fresh spring rolls with peanut sauce.
Oh my goodness.
And she, I think she's doing like a pad sou. Ooh. So if anyone knows me from like way back when, Dumpton Hungry days, I could not cook. And cooking in quarantine.
You could cook like Mr. Noodles.
Yeah, Mr. Noodles with a kettle was my shit. And low-key still is. I love that for like a guilty pleasure. But now I can actually cook very well. So I attribute it to cooking in quarantine and these cooking classes where I just, like, learn a lot.
Yeah, so good. And HelloFresh.
Yeah, and HelloFresh has helped, too. So join me. They're all virtual. And even if you're not in close proximity, so Erica's located in Hamilton and has the option of picking up, like, the meal kit. And I think it's, like, $150, and it's really food for, like, 2 to 4 people, it says. But it's a lot of food.
Right.
If you are not in that area, you can just pay $50 to get in on the class. You get your grocery list. You get a Spotify playlist.
I love that.
You get a paired beverage that you can make, and you get the live cooking class, and you just do it with your own groceries, which is what I do every time. So we have a code FLEESH10, so you can save on that as well. But love I just that thought that so that's much. A fun thing. A couple people have messaged me being like, what's the deal with these cooking classes? So it's something fun to do in quarantine, too. I mean, I know we have restrictions opening up a bit, but it's been something that I've enjoyed.
Well, I was going to say that was kind of my update. I have sat on a patio and ordered food and beverage, and it filled my soul. Like, yeah. I was wanting to support the industry so bad. I think I tipped like 40% because I was just like, is this happening? Is this real? And I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but it definitely I think a lot of people needed it.
Yeah.
Those who are obviously comfortable to leave their house. But for us here in Ontario, for my family, I was like, I felt like we were doing something wrong, even though it's not wrong right now.
No, I know what you mean.
Officially not wrong, but it was interesting. So that's really only my only update. Do you have a current obsession, my Sarah with an H?
I love our Ask Me merch that says, like, ask me about my side hustle, ask me about my podcast. I think it's a great, like, if you're like, I want to do this. And or I want to get comfortable, like, I've been wearing it, and then people have actually asked
me. I know, me too. I wasn't sure if that happened to you.
And so it's, like, kind of a great way or a segue to, like, invite that conversation.
Yeah. I usually get, what does your shirt say?
Yeah.
But I know that they can read it, but I think they're just, like.
What does it mean?
Yeah, like, what? And I'm, like, I want you to ask me about my podcast. Yeah. I want you to ask me about my side hustle.
So I think, yeah, it's a good encouraging way to be like, yeah, let me tell you about this. Wear it confidently. So shout out that. Get your merch. We have a code for that, too, on our website. So
yeah.
Check that out.
Check it out.
We are constantly twinning in our merch
My goodness. Always. Like, we have so many different pieces. And then she'll show up and be like, how did you know I was wearing that shirt? We literally went to a patio. Yeah. To visit friends and old students of mine, just a lot of little connections. And she picks me up and we are wearing the exact same outfit. And I was like, don't care. We looked so cute. Anywho.
Okay, my current obsession is Capture Niagara.
Yes, we love Celia.
Yeah, it was my boyfriend's sister's 30th birthday.
You usually say partner.
I know. I know.
Upgrade?
Behaving so
that you can get a show. Oh boy.
But Capture did an amazing setup. We had backdrop, balloon, the like boho picnic style.
Cute.
It rained a little bit, but we made it through.
You didn't
and I
melt?
Just think that they did such an amazing job. So many people were asking about like, who did this? What is this? Like, are they local? So I got to like pimp them out to everyone that was able to like stop by. It was great because it was like outdoor and we could have like 10 people.
Yeah,
so it was
like
just so nice to do something even within these restrictions. Like, it even a little step forward, it made it like, just fun to socialize.
Yeah, so much fun.
somewhat normal again. But Capture really killed it. They really captured my vision of what I wanted.
So good.
The whole boho picnic neutrals. So, Celia, you did a great job. We love you. And your business partner, Melissa, killed it. So, thank you so much. They are my current obsession. I will link them so everyone can book their beautiful picnic, which is so trending lately.
Yes, everywhere. And I love the idea of it, too. I am kind of digging the intimacy of the things that can happen in the stage that we are in pandemic.
I've seen them set it up on the beach, like, as a date night. How cute is that? Like, go get takeout and do it on the beach.
I know. And I don't have to set it up or take it down.
I know.
Please take my money.
I know.
Take my money. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So good.
So good.
So that's my current obsession.
My current obsession is actually another podcast.
What?
Yeah, it's so good. Long story short, I've been chatting with one of the hosts, Scott. I'm on this podcast group on Facebook, like, where we get to, like, help each other out. And we took the conversation off air. No, it wasn't on air, just through DMs. And so he kind of pimped out his podcast. I pimped out my podcast. And so his one of his podcasts, he does host too, but the one that I've listened to, so his podcast is called Why Do We Say That? And it's with his son, Liam, which I think is a cool combination to, like, do something with a parent. Obviously, I wouldn't do it with my 3-year-old or 8-year-old at this point.
The shit Liv would probably say.
Well, that's true, but I don't know. Anywho, so this podcast, they look up the terms and sayings that we say very commonly here, and I'm going to say North America or even, like, the UK, a lot of that stuff comes from. But so some of them are, why do we say cooking up a storm? Why do we say push the envelope? Why do we say dead as a doornail? Why do we say when pigs fly? And so the one that I've just recently listened to is, why do we say knock on wood? And my family makes fun of me on a daily because I knock on wood, but I use the back of my head because I'm not always around wood, and I am so superstitious. So I just love these little episodes because we say these so commonly, and it's like, yeah, where does it come from? So if you want to know where they come from, you have to subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts to Why Do We Say That podcast. And listen to Scott and Liam just give us all the deets. So,
you know what
good.
Those are called? Idioms.
Idioms, yeah. Are they idioms?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was literally speech and language sciences was my undergrad degree.
Oh, yes,
and
then
I
you
had to take grammar and all this shit. And, like, I loved that class. I had a full class on idioms.
So cool.
But I just think there's such a conversation, like, starter or icebreaker.
100%.
Like, a cool little thing to have up your sleeve. Like, do you actually know why we say that?
Yes. It would be cool to, like, not catch someone, but say that right after they say it.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, if you're at a cocktail party or something and you need to, or even, like, a networking. Trick. Yeah, it's your party trick. Yeah. Anywho, that's mine. And I'm
very
loving them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, meme mood.
I love that I get to bring in my momness to the podcast because I don't always, I mean, yes, I share stories of my family and they're proud of me for doing the podcast, but I don't, like, often, like, my business isn't about being a mom, right?
Yeah.
So I don't rope it in all the time. But so mine,
can I go first?
Yeah, go for it. So it's one of those memes that it's like a response into, like, from an article, like a post already. Yeah. So it's, how do I get someone to unknow me? I no longer want to be known by these people. And then someone kind of responds or responds. I'm assuming it's on Twitter. Me ignoring my kids saying mom for the 11th billion time. And I literally do this, and more so very lately, because my capacity is a little shorter. And I actually told Sarah this story. We were eating dinner outside and they were just like, mom, can I have more of this? Mom. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm no longer your mom. I'm sorry. And they're like, what? They look at me. I'm like, yeah, I'm no longer your mom. And I was like, you need to find a new mom. And so Evan's like, can Sarah be our new mom?
Yeah. He's like, I'll just hire
Sarah. And I was like, fine, go right ahead.
I don't think you're going to want me back real soon. I know what they would be in.
Oh, that's why I had to save this meme mood, because I was like, yeah, you try Sarah as a mom for a day.
Yeah, that would not
call me.
Go well.
Call me.
They'll be calling you crying back. They'll be crawling back. I also think it's so funny how you explain that with such a mom
explanation. Stop. I can't. Once you become a mom, it just is ingrained in you.
So funny.
So funny. I want people to understand things.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Okay. So mine is, I love this account, The Grilled Chiz.
Who?
The Grilled Chiz.
I have no. Oh, like grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they always post really funny memes to their stories. So this one's, I know I'm hot, but I also know I'm not a full-time hot person. I'm hot when I want to be. I choose my own hours. I make my own schedule. I do freelance hot.
That is hands down. That needs to be tattooed on me, man.
So funny. I love it. Freelance hotness. I am here for it.
I am here for it.
Love it. Jeez. Okay, our member shout out is kind of in collaboration with my current obsession.
Love this.
We are giving it out to Celia. I don't know how to pronounce Celia's last name.
Caragera's kid. No, I don't know.
I know, I was trying to pronounce it, and I thought it was Cara Gias.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. We should know this.
Celia, we love you. And we're Celia, sorry we love you.
I'm sorry.
Name.
This is
but
bad.
But she is one half of Capture Niagara. And I will read her bio on our directory. You can find all of our members on femalesuicidehustle.com. Our directory is listed there, and she is, so hers is so cute. Hi, my name's Celia. I love events, travel, and any adventure that comes my way, which is so her.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And so then she lists her job and says she's currently working at an event, travel, and social agency that supports women-identifying business owners in their entrepreneurial journey through marketing, brand partnerships, and events, which is truly... Actually, you connected her.
I connected her. I got... I got her the job. I made the connection between Lauren and Celia.
Lauren was on the podcast.
She's dynamite.
Second episode, I think.
I think she was our second
She's amazing,
episode.
Too. But yeah, then so she goes lovely. In to explain her hustles. So throughout the years, me and my best friend have thrown very extra events, which started out our side hustle, Capture. Capture's an event rental company. We create our own signs, backdrops, balloons, and more. We are here to make your events more memorable. And just recently, my love of travel got me thinking to start a travel page and blog. I can't wait to see where it goes, and hopefully I can help all the travel lovers plan their next dream vacay, brackets, when COVID is over.
Yeah, totally.
And she is, like... I just love how she has taken every passion into her own hands and, like, created
something. Oh, yeah. You know
it.
When you see her page or you get to know her, like, she radiates what she does for a living. And I love that about her.
Yeah, so you need to check out capture.niagara on Instagram and travel with Sel.
Sel. C-E-L.
Sel. C-E-L underscore for her travel blog. And then her blog is obviously travelwithsel.com. So.
Go, follow.
We love you.
Check her out.
Okay, diving into the episode.
Ooh, I thought of this one late at night. Do you remember? I thought of this topic late at night, and then I couldn't remember it because I didn't write it down.
Oh, yes.
And then we were doing some other brainstorming, and I, like, screamed it at you. I'm like, working for free. You're like, what? And I was like, that's what we need to talk about on a podcast. So I kind of felt like it was going to be, like, not controversial, but definitely... interesting to talk about.
Well, I think it's when we initially were talking about this, it was like, how do we approach this? Because we're so often being like, know your worth and get what you're asked for payment. Like,
yeah.
And we still advocate that. But that I really think of all of the steps that I took to get where I am today. I've worked a lot for free.
I know.
And I don't regret any of it.
Oh my gosh.
It gained me so much experience. And yes, it was maybe more so into my... like, tied into my academics in a way.
Okay.
But not, you know, like, I didn't have to do that. I wanted to do that so I had more experience. And then when it came time to getting my, like, quote-unquote big girl job, mm-hmm. I had so much experience to
speak
to. You
brought a lot to the table, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you had even mentioned Jackie's episode.
I know, and I think it was when I was, like, editing it or I listened to it again. Like, Jackie talks about how she is, you know, currently volunteering. One of her clients is a charity. She's hoping that one day they can turn into her client. She's so happy to be doing this service for them, within hopes at the back of her mind, like, okay, maybe this will make more connections for my business.
Yeah.
And I've had similar situation. And with mine, it was... nowhere, like, it was totally out in left field. I was asked to volunteer for my event management skills. We need help with this gala. It's a charity. We want to raise a little bit more money. We're not sure about sponsorships, like my background. And I was like, you know what? I would love to help you out. It was a short-term, easy thing. And I did such a great job. And I kind of showed them tricks and tips on social media. So one of the girls on the committee just went back to her boss, like her big boss, owned several different companies, and was like, you got to hire this girl. Like, we got to get on social media. And I got hired for 2 years contract by this gentleman to run his social media for his several different businesses. And it was all because I volunteered at a gala. Like, there was, you know, I didn't know it was going to come out of that, but that's what always happens when we do things like that. So that's sort of where this kind of stems from as well.
I think it's a really good mindset too, that it's something you are passionate about. Like, yes. Jackie was talking about how she loves the organization and believes in what they are doing, the work mm-hmm. they're doing. So I think that's also a benefit, because that's filling one of your cups, even when it's unpaid.
Yes.
And you can have those hopes that it down the road turns into more opportunities or a paid position.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like a great way to make it. I mean, we'll talk about how to make it beneficial to you, but that's a great way to be like, okay, I want to do something, gain experience, mm-hmm. but not sure where. And if you don't want to just throw it out there, tie it to an organization you're passionate about volunteering your time for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So some ways that like what working for free can look like. And we've talked about like the different things that we've done, and there's internships, there's volunteering, committees and boards. But there's kind of that like question of when you should work for free
mm-hmm.
and what that looks like. And we talk about when you are starting out, but I don't want it to mean that if you are starting in your hustle, you need to be offering everything for free. It's just if you maybe are wanting to get your feet wet in an industry, or like Jackie said, she started her business of freelancing in digital video editing without any clients.
Right.
So,
and I love that, and she talks about it a lot. I think she talks about how she said she reaches out to people through DMs, then she makes a connection, and then she says, let me do one for free. Make sure it's a good fit for you. Make sure it's a good fit for me. And then let's see, like no other commitment other than that one, kind of lay out what I'm going to do for mm-hmm. you and see where it goes. And I really think that we need to kind of normalize doing that. I really feel that there's so much value from both sides, right? Especially for us, like Females Who Side Hustle, it is our side hustle. It's our small business. We are growing, but we're not growing. Like the tasks are kind of growing a little bit larger than, let's say, our budget. And I want to be able to give someone that opportunity. And I want someone to come on and see if they're a good fit. Like, this is our baby.
I know. I think that's what's a really hard thing for entrepreneurs as well, is delegating. It's hard to do. And we've had so many people who are like, I want to be more involved. I want to
yeah.
kind of like join the team of Females Who Side Hustle, which is so crazy to hear. And we want the help, but not sure how, one, to delegate those tasks out yet and let that kind of go.
Yeah.
And two,
Sarah's talking about herself in social media, by the way.
To make
no,
sure.
No, I'm the same way.
To make sure that it's mutually beneficial, you know, like you don't want, it's like there's that sort of, I want to say, like guilt or stigma around, well, I don't want to ask someone to do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie's example of, hey, let me do this, reaching out, working for free doesn't mean you have to work for free forever. It can
no,
be that one time
absolutely
thing.
Not. Yep.
You can set your boundaries about
Let's
it.
Let's try it for a 3 month period.
Yeah. I think
Let's try these tasks. You
different
know.
Ways of what, when you hear working for free, don't always jump to, you're committing yourself to work for free forever. Mm-hmm.
No, gosh, so. No. And I think that's a really cool part that we talk about a lot. And actually we talked to, we had for our members, we had a speaker series with a lawyer, Jamie,
mm-hmm.
Jamie Bell. And she's actually going to be on the podcast. We've recorded with her, her episode's coming up. And it's just about like advocating and transparency and talking about that sort of stuff. So what sparked that was just, yeah, I really feel like if you're reaching out and you're seeing this as an opportunity and you're getting back, yeah, we would love your help, but yeah, we don't, it's not in the budget right now. Then you can go back and say, I can do this, this, and this for this amount of period. Like make that kind of contract.
Yeah.
If you wish, to see if it's a good fit for you, see if it's a good fit for them. And honestly, it hasn't personally happened to me, but I know of it happening to others with that. If you're that good and the fit and the vibe is right, when that 3-month, 6-month contract, whatever it is up, they're going to try and find that budget for you. Right. And they're going to try to make something work for you, which could be amazing. Or also, you don't have to say yes to that either. You could just go and say, you know what, thank you very much, whatever. But I just think there's so many cool opportunities, and gaining those opportunities. Yeah. Sometimes you got to put yourself out there in that capacity.
I think, and understanding what working for free can do for you. Mm-hmm. So you've talked before about like the referrals.
Yes.
Whether it's that one person who specifically took you on for that free work or all the people that you are meeting, they're going to refer you. It's that impression that you make that's going to be lasting.
100%.
And the work that you provide and do that will maybe turn into those other opportunities. And then, turn into new employment or paid opportunities down the road.
And I really like that actually it can give you the experience that you need for a future job.
Yes.
So let's just say...
Well, all those entry-level jobs need X amount of experience. How are you supposed to get that experience if no one's going to hire you?
Reading those job descriptions anger me to this day because I remember being in those shoes. I remember being like, you're asking for me to be a new graduate and asking for like 3 years experience. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
But that's just...
So I just think that you can put it on your resume under your work experience or under a volunteer experience, wherever it fits for you and your resume, like how awesome is that? And then it starts a conversation again.
Yeah.
You know?
And like work experience on your resume does not mean paid experience.
Yeah.
Work experience. You were working. No one's asking how much you got paid in those roles.
No.
So I just think that people sometimes shy away from even putting it on work experience or
classifying it as that.
When it is, so use it to your advantage for that. And so making all the connections while you're there.
I think that's one of the biggest things for me. The networking, the connections, the pitching yourself. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I got where I am today. For sure, hands down. I don't feel like it was my resume.
Mm-mm.
I feel like I did that kind of hook, line, sinker based on what I was telling them, not on a piece of paper, you know, and the connections and the referrals that I got from the places I volunteered.
And it can help you figure out what you do or don't like about that industry.
Time.
Like maybe you want to test out a few, whether it's an organization or a full field that you're working in that you want to see if you want to continue in. Like almost that trial and error mindset or vibe to feel it out. So
could you imagine investing in some area, whatever area it would be, and then like hating it and investing your time, investing in whatever. But if you could try it out, like a little test period.
I know that's why I think it's so great to be able to, when I was just think back when I was volunteering, when I was in university, I would volunteer at so many different organizations. And that's how I figured out that I was more passionate about the organizations and the actual therapy that they were doing. And I was like, no, I don't want to continue on to be a speech pathologist and do 2 more years of school.
So crazy.
And pay this much amount for my master's when I can go and do a different program for event management and look where it led me now.
Mm-hmm.
Like truly brought out what I do love doing on a day-to-day basis.
So good.
It's kind of like job shadowing in a way.
Yeah, 100%.
That I don't think people really do anymore. And it's just like a different version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to talk about navigating working for free and how people can like take away what to do or how to make it work for them or a benefit to them, because we've talked about how it's a two-way street. We talk about this in mentorship as that way too.
Yes, 100%.
And I think that can be really roped into this. But just knowing again that there are businesses and entrepreneurs that need help but don't have maybe the financial capacity to pay for employees or really scale their team yet. And there are individuals who are wanting to gain experience in a field and gain exposure to build a resume. So I think really understanding that, because there's a lot of that guilt for not paying someone that doesn't have to be there. You're not holding them to this.
100%.
You're offering this opportunity. You're not forcing anyone to take it. Put it out there, which, I mean, this is a pep talk for myself, because I do want to give the people who have reached out about getting involved with Females Who Side Hustle an opportunity to intern or have like you see committees and boards, like I would have killed to be a part of this when I was, you know, looking for those experience. I sat on committees for YMCA. I sat on committees for like anything out there. Mm-hmm. So I think it's understanding that just because you're putting the opportunity out there does not mean you're forcing anyone. So take that kind of guilt away from it, because you can give people experience.
Yeah.
And be open to having that conversation about, okay, this is what I'm looking for, and what are you going to need to make it beneficial to you?
Yeah.
Or in an exchange to you.
I know we're kind of talking about like service-based entrepreneurship services. So like, I'll do your social media posts, I'll do your video editing, I'll do your, you know, contract review, whatever.
To the freelance side of things.
Yes. But it also, I believe it can work for product-based entrepreneurs at the same time. So, you know, this, we would compare this to donating your products for something or to someone for something, right? So it's the same sort of thing. It's that exposure. So if you're freelancing, it's the exposure to you and your services. If you are donating products to charity baskets or influencers or, you know, these mom markets to do like a promo, that's that same sort of thing where you're giving it away for free. Like, what am I going to get in return? And one thing that I was kind of, you know, thinking about with this is one really good way, because when you are a small business owner, when I see my t-shirts, I see the love and the sweat and the equity that we put into it. I also see that dollar amount. Like, I see how much it costs us to make, right? And how much our website costs and things like that. But if a good strategy for this, I believe, would be kind of put that into your costs. So yeah. I know for every 10 t-shirts that I have sold, that will give me one product that I can donate for more exposure.
Yes.
That I can give away for free to do something with to maybe bring more sales in the door. So again, I don't know, you could probably talk about influencer marketing more than me.
Well, I think it's like that influencer marketing mentality or that collaborative mindset, in that, you know, there is, within the world of influencer marketing, they've kind of built this in with that gifting.
The structure.
Yeah. So a small business that can't pay for content creators, and content creators that want to create content, mm-hmm. don't have maybe the means to buy all these products, but in exchange for exposure, in exchange, like that gifting option, there's some sort of mutual beneficial contract laid out that, yes, you get this if you provide this, this, this. So just think about that when you are either approached or approaching someone to do work for free, and start listing what you can offer and what you would want in exchange. Because I think you just have to understand the value of experience as well.
100%.
Because it's not, just because you're not getting paid for something doesn't mean you can't leverage it for your next paid opportunity.
Yeah, like I can't, if we think about like all of my real, I don't want to say real jobs, but my paid jobs, I am never in a conversation with someone saying, yeah, I'm making $65,000 a year at this job. There's no reason, I believe, that you would have to say to somebody in conversation when you're describing this experience, quote unquote, like for working for free, well, I worked for free for them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that that matters anything in that conversation. So it is a mindset shift, I think, for some. I don't think for all. I think there's a lot of people that really do see the value in it. And, you know, it could have been somebody, even like us, saying the value, what we used to do, how we got jobs, how we made connections. And that's why we want to provide that for someone as well.
Yeah, I think working in a way for free can give you grounds to negotiate.
Yeah.
And help also that like negotiation skills, because it's very difficult for me anyway to think about negotiating maybe a pay raise a starting point of payment for my current job or something like that. Whereas if you're negotiating in your work and saying, okay, I can do this for this, it's just, I think the more you do it.
Oh, hands down. It's a skill you need.
Yeah. So while you are working for free, you're gaining other skills. And so a bit into like the navigating boundaries of working for free.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it.
Because that's where the most negative cloud is like hanging over those terms and that, the stigma of working for free.
Yeah, and I don't want anyone hearing this to think that we are saying, like, yes, you absolutely need to do this. You know, I think there's a timeline you set for it. Like Jackie said, let me do this one video for you to see. If you set that time frame, how long you'll be working for free. Set it for, okay, let's do this at 2 months if it's for an organization you're passionate about. And we'll revisit then. And from there, you can have those questions set and ready. Do you have a budget for this? Okay, if not, then I can scale back this, this, this. But this is the capacity that I'm able to work for free and provide this service for you at this time frame. And just give yourself that out in setting that time. Because I don't think it should be a continuous thing.
Right. And in the traditional style of volunteering on boards, committees, there is always an out. There is always an end date. You're
usually working towards an event.
Yes, or a fiscal year. Yeah, or like a 1 year position, and they're always changing out board members.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can bring that into like the small business freelance world experience, you know, I'm kind of using my hands as like an analogy, like the underneath, bring that same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fantastic.
And I don't know if I already said this, but you can still work for free and know your worth.
100%.
I know that we've talked about, like ask for the payment, know your worth, this, that, like you can still know and say, okay, outline, this is exactly what I'm able to do for free.
Mm-hmm.
Anything outside of that will follow under this or will be additional,
mm-hmm.
or this is what I can't do because it's just too time consuming, or I have to put X amount into this training for this, so I need to be compensated in this way.
Of course.
So I think really you can still absolutely know your worth, set your boundaries of what you can do in the scope of free work.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can take on. And just because you have one client that or organization you're working for and doing that for free doesn't mean you have to do that for every client you're taking on or every organization you want to work for. Sorry, I'm at capacity for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is my package is available.
Yeah.
So I think that's important.
And I just also love like your warm circle, like reaching out to somebody who's not, you know, sometimes parents, you know, if depending on their mindset and, you know, how old school they are, they'll be like, no, you know, you don't work for free. You need a paycheck. How are you going to pay rent? You know, like there's so many different things. But if you could have somebody, and we will be your somebody if you need it, reach out and be like, hey, there's this opportunity. These are the things I would be doing. This is the time frame. Like kind of talk it out with someone, because as much as I always say trust your gut, I wasn't good at it when I was younger. Yeah. I didn't recognize what it was. And so I'm sure there was opportunities that I jumped on that I shouldn't have. And then I'm sure there was opportunities that I should have jumped on.
I didn't.
You know? Yeah. And so I just feel like have a sounding board, have your warm circle, your personal board of directors, like Sarah likes to say, and really just say, like, does this feel fishy? Does, because you can at times in bad experiences feel used.
Yeah.
You absolutely can. And it's not a good feeling. But sometimes what we say is you kind of have to go through it and try it to know.
Yeah. I think it's like burnout. You know, you have to experience it to be like, okay, where is the line?
Mm-hmm.
So for next time I can say, no, actually this is what I can do. And you have to just get that experience to get that confidence to say it. But I think having that sort of personal board of directors is great, because when you're in it and there's something you know, like if there's a company or a brand you really want to work for, so you're like, absolutely, I'll do whatever for free because you want that foot in the door. That warm circle is going to be there, not as personally as invested, because they're invested in you. They're not invested in the brand per se, like maybe your emotional investment would be. And they say, okay, what do you need to have to make it beneficial to you? How many hours are you willing to put into this? Like, they'll ask the questions that help you kind of, okay, let me go back to them and say, I can do this for this, this, and this, you know? And some things to ask for in exchange for free work, like, okay, that'd be great. I'd love to connect with someone on your marketing team if you could set that up for a coffee hour for each member on your team so I can get to know their background, what they did, any advice they have. I'd love to have these mini networking mentorship sessions with you and your company.
We actually had read an article too now that's just coming back to me. I think it was Inc. magazine, where it said the things that you ask for in return. So now that, so there's no money exchange. So the things you could ask for in return is those mentorship sessions, or maybe it's like a social media post from that person you're working with. telling people how amazing your services were rather than just having like your logo or like a tag on Insta. Yeah.
Say a friend asked you, so it was Inc. Magazine.
It was. Yeah, I thought so.
Say a friend asked you to do their website for free or whatever. If you're wanting experience, you're like, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And in exchange, they put your logo or website by at the bottom. Like, that's a small, like, fine print, like, realistically. Yeah. Like, is that going to be an equivalent return on investment when it's not a paid opportunity? Mm-hmm. And likely not. Like, even if they are have millions of views, like, I don't think that would
connect for have, people.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. same or equivalent return. But saying, hey, would you mind doing a blog post about me and why my websites or why my work that I do stands out and what's best? That is. Mm-hmm. So just negotiate what is good for you and what's going to bring you that return, even if it's not monumental.
See, words are hard. You made it so far.
I know.
Good girl. Okay, so, Sarah, tell our Hustle Club their to-do list on working for free, girl.
So I think I'd love to hear if you could tell us about a time that you have worked for free and what that experience was like. Love. Because I think that's very common and we get lots of DMs and questions about it. So to be able to share those examples of whether you were like, I was worked for free and it was not worth it because I didn't get this, this, and this, or I worked for free and it was a great experience that mm-hmm. turned into this. I want to hear it all. And then maybe, or if you had someone on your team that started as an unpaid or intern position, what benefits did you provide? So give us kind of that list and we'll share it out.
Yeah.
But if you are a business owner and you're like, I would love to ask or have an intern, like, write down the things that you want to delegate or would be comfortable delegating or would just want help with. And then start from there, like, put it out there. Again, you're not forcing anything.
Yeah. How cool would it be to make a list of the resources that you would need assistance with, put it out there. However, warm circle, does, you know, someone's son or daughter need experience or a friend of a friend or whatever it is. And then saying to them, which one do you think, get them to kind of choose, you know, like, because then there's that two-way street opening up. It's mm-hmm. not like I need you to do my website and website
it's
only.
More conversation.
Maybe it's like website, social media, you know, contracts and I don't know, something
and you
else.
Can say like, what's one thing you think you would be great at doing and what's one thing you want to work on?
And I'll give you that opportunity.
Yeah, I love that.
So fantastic.
So reach out to us. Let's chat about this. We'd love to hear your experience, your thoughts. We want to know it all. And thank you all for listening as always.
As always, you guys are the best.
Leave us a rating.
Oh, I hate you too much. So good.
We want to hear your feedback about episodes, things you want us to talk about, any advice. I was saying on my Tuesday solo episode, maybe Tuesdays are advice where we share how we've responded to things or working through a situation. So slide into our DMs, find us at Save Her Seat or at Females Who Side Hustle. We love you.
We love you.
Thank you all
for listening.
Bye.